On to the fourth here in Waconia. Top of the fourth, bottom of the order. Cade Marquardt, Matt Dingman, Brooks Marquardt due up for the Express. Looking to tack on to their 1-0 lead. If there are any St. Martin Martins listening over in Chaska, Randy, that's where they are. They're in Chaska. The team that we thought was St. Martin is New Ulm.
Got it.
So Spring Hill is going to play a team that their jersey is looking awful lot like the Martins as the first offering to Cade Marquardt. That is slashed foul into the left field corner. Still out on the mound is Blake Stockert for Alexandria. One strike the count. Kimmel in their red uniforms,
Waylon,
gray pants.
Your favorite country station, Duane Cannot live from the Minnesota State Fair.
Stockert's one strike pitch to Cade is in there for a strike to move our count to 0-2.
Studio. The stage is actually provided by Route 65 Sales and Classics.
0-2 the count to the Express catcher. We're going to get things going for Kimmel here in the fourth inning.
Board games, and I just thought about the game Monopoly.
Stockert's two strike pitch off speed. Boy, that breaker has got some life on it, huh, Randy?
It does.
The game Monopoly.
Tough pitch.
Just misses outside.
Steve Holley on deck. Joe Diffie right
one
now.
One and two the count.
Member on deck. Hank Williams Jr. right now.
And Stockert gets the sign from his catcher Thompson. Two strike pitch missing high for a ball to even us up at 2-2. 2-2 the count. Marquardt, who was walked back in the second inning. Stockert's ready. His 2-2, that's high for a ball again, and that'll fill it up at 3-2. 0-2 to 3-2. And Stockert, as Randy alluded to last inning, not exactly pinpoint with his control. As the big left-hander, payoff pitch, that's hit on the ground towards short. Second hop is a short one, but it's scooped up by the shortstop, Curry, who flips across the diamond to Travis Kruger in time, 6-3 to retire Cade Marquardt. So one away, Matt Dingman to the plate. He ended the second inning with a ground out. Matt Dingman into the batter's box. Looking to get things moving here. And Stockert's first offering. That pitch is missing inside for a ball. I look at the Alexandria roster, Randy, as the 1-0 offering right here to Matt Dingman. Two draftees from Kensington. I don't know that I've ever even heard of that team.
Okay.
1-1 the count now.
They in Burbank Parker's Prairie were down to that final weekend.
They were going deep in that bracket?
They were.
Okay. Fergus threw a guy from Burbank Parker's Prairie the last six
last
outs.
Week, or, and last week, too.
Oh, okay. 2-1 the count here to Matt Dingman. 2-1 pitch. That's high for a ball. Now 3-1 with Brooks Marquardt on deck.
A little left-hander.
Yep, that's who threw.
Yep. He threw very good here in relief last week, too.
Threw good today. As Stockert ready. The lefty's 3-1 pitch. That's high for a 5-pitch walk to Matt Dingman. So Dingman aboard. Fourth walk of the day. 1-2-3. Yeah, fourth walk of the day for Stockert. We're only here in the fourth inning. And that'll bring Brooks Marquardt to the plate. Matt Dingman aboard. Brooks singled and scored his only time up last inning in the third. Stockert, the big lefty, will work from the set. Dingman, not much of a lead over at first base. He's going to respect this move here as Brooks squares to bunt, and he takes a strike. Snap throw back to first. Dingman back safely. Brooks actually looking at the plate umpire saying, didn't I foul that? But the plate umpire saying, no, you just missed it. So one strike to Brooks. Nine hole here for Kimble. And Stockert throws over and back to the bag is Dingman. There are the Chargers, Randall.
There they come.
0-1 the count one on, one out here in the fourth inning. The pitch is in there for a strike, and Brooks is in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count to Brooks Marquardt. The lead at first base for Matt Dingman. Dingman inching off a little more as the two-strike pitch cut on and missed. Marquardt's out on strikes. Is that bender runs?
Yeah, that off-speed, that, I mean, you're digging in on that fastball, and then an off-speed pitch is such a difference in velocity. Way out in front of it again.
Third strikeout for Stockert. Brings Austin Rooley to the plate. That's actually the fourth strikeout for Stockert, as this pitch is, a pickoff right there. The lefty move, and going was Matt Dingman. The throw to second, applying the tag with the ball bouncing out of the glove of the secondman, Brett Sevelko.
Wow. See if they give an error to somebody. I would imagine somebody is going to get an error here.
That was actually the shortstop covering Chris Curry. Yeah, you got to assume that... actually hearing the conversation from the scorers.
They're saying a stolen base.
As this pitch is missing low and a couple steps off the bag, Dingman gets back. So a nice pickoff move, but unable to execute. Extends the inning for Kimball here with Austin Rooley. So they do go stolen base right there.
Yep.
Kimball's third stolen base of the day, because Joseph and Friesen each got one last inning on that double steal in the third. As the 1-0 pitch, that's missing for a ball. Now 2-0. Rooley trying to clutch up right here for the Express to double up their lead. As aggressive as Tom Marquardt is, Randy, seems like he's likes the green light for sending those guys from second.
Yep, challenge those arms.
2-0 pitch is on the corner for a strike to move our count to 2-1. So tonight I'll have a night to remember. 2-1 the count to Austin Rooley. 0-2 on the day. Did have a productive out his last time up. He was able to get the runner Brooks Marquardt to second base. As this pitch missing high for a ball. Now 3-1 to Austin Rooley. Soccer just kind of all over the place sometimes, runs. Just doesn't really work ahead.
Gosh, he's throwing a lot of pitches, and you know, it's just, I mean, he's around the plate enough to be somewhat effective. But
3-1 pitch, that's fouled down the third baseline, and the count will fill up at 3-2.
And as hitters, Kirby, I mean, he's so all over the place, it's really hard to put a good at bat together. Just to be patient.
Don't want to dig in. And,
right. You don't want to swing at bad pitches, because he's got his share of bad pitches here.
3-2 with two away. Is there a foul ball in our future? Stockert set. He checks the runner. The 3-2. No. It's outside, and that's a ball. First base was open.
There is activity in that bullpen.
Got a
looks
drafty.
Like a drafty. Somebody with green numerals across their jersey.
I have a light tower in my way.
Yeah.
As we now get a visit out of the Alec dugout. This is that tough spot, you know.
It's a Sox Center Titan pitcher,
I think. Dylan Haskamp.
I think it's Dylan. Yep.
So this is that tough spot, runs, where if you're thinking, you know, you don't want to let the game get out of control. You have all those options to pitch if you're, you know, fresh coming into the day. But if this guy's your ace and you wanted to get him him out there.
Yeah. They are throwing a severe thunderstorm watch right now out for Waconia until 11 o'clock tonight, Kirby.
Carver County, huh?
Yepper, Blue Earth, Brown, Carver, Faribault, Freeborn.
Two on, two out. Tommy Friesen into that left-handed batter's box as Tommy looks at a first-pitch ball. He walked and stole third. His last time up, he was stranded at third. As 1-0 the count to Friesen. The lefty, Blake Stockert. His 1-0 offering, that's waved at and missed by Friesen. Evens it up at 1-1. Some Spring Hill fans making their way here. Hoping to see a game tonight. 1-1 the count. As the left-hander Stockert ready. Wind's picking up a little bit as this pitch is just off the plate to move our count to 2-1. Yes, you see that little flinch from the umpire?
Uh-huh.
I know that's what you were oohing about. 2-1. At third base, it's Matt Dingman. At first base, Austin Rooley. The 2-1 offering. That's hit on the ground towards short. Curry fields. Flips to Savelko at second, 6-4. To retire Rooley, it's a fielder's choice for Friesen, and that does it for Kimball in the fourth. No runs on no hits. There were no Alexandria errors. Two runners left on base. We have played 3.5, and it's 1-0 in favor of Kimball. Kimball up 1-0 onto the bottom of the fourth in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
You're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Bottom of the fourth here in Waconia, it's Sean Kruger, Blake Stockert, and Eric Carlson due up for the Alexandria Black Sox. First pitch of ball from Ben Johnson. Second pitch is popped up right side. Who's it going to be, Beyer or Marquardt? Adam calling in foul territory and catching for an easy out number one.
That's what you want. If you're Ben Johnson, get that first one.
Comes Blake Stockert to the plate. Stockert into that right-handed batter's box. The activity in the Black Sox pen has come to an end, so it's either Mr. Haskamp is hot or the game will continue to be Stockert as he looks at a first-pitch curveball in there for a strike from Johnson. Ben right back. His one-strike offering is missing off the plate to even it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count to Stockert, who reached on a fielder's choice, was stranded at third back in the second inning. There's the old sidearm, Runcie. Stockert,
just that different arm angle. Yeah.
Kind of looks at Cade Marquardt with a, what the heck was that? 1-2 pitch, sidearm again. Just missing a little right there. Evens our count up at 2-2. The count. The right-hander ready. His 2-2 on the corner for a strike. Wow. Picasso painting right there, Randy, as he just dotted that corner for out number two.
It's an animal just going at these hitters right now, Kirby.
I got three strikeouts. I got four strikeouts, excuse me. I saw Scott Leeser in the first game, Randy, when he was given that run. Just kind of jacked it up a little bit, you know, found a different gear. Ben Johnson, since the top of the third, I'd say more of the same, huh?
More of the same, absolutely.
First pitch in there for a strike to Eric Carlson.
He and Cade, and just wants to get back in the dugout right now.
Get me to the bench. As here's a sidearm pitch missing down and in from Johnson. Evens it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. As right back into the box comes Carlson. He was hit by a pitch his first time up. As the sidearm pitch. Did that get him there? It did get him there. I was going to mention that, boy, being he was hit by a pitch, gosh, this guy's all over the plate. And there you go. It hits him.
Ben's only given up the one hit, Curry, but he's three and walked one.
We're going to bring Carter Stocker to the plate. Left-handed swinging as that pitch is cut on and missed.
Judds, have mercy.
Blake Stocker went out on strike so fast, Randy, I didn't have the opportunity to mention that he's a lefty who bats righty.
That's right.
That's left.
That's left. I like it. One-strike pitch cut on and missed by Stocker. 0-2 the count.
Make sure you stop by and say hi. Also, opportunities to win some prizes.
Wind coming in a little stronger. You think should be straight in from right. CD, 2 away, 0-2. Johnson's 0-2. Ooh, just off the corner right there. Tried to nibble a corner. Grab yourself your little bit out. Moves our count to 1-2.
What do you think? Should we do it? Take a look at the weather.
Carter Stocker is actually stepping away from right that pitch.
1-2 pitch, popped up, foul into the netting. Count will stay put at 1-2. Today.
That's Air Trigger Gun Shop. You can reach them at 763.
At first base, it's Eric Carlson. Gimbal up one rock here in the fourth inning.
2-2. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, but mostly after the fair is over, I promise.
Right-hander set. Is 1-2 off speed. That we need swung on right and missed. Stocker's out on strike. Strikeout number 5 for Johnson. And that does it for Alec in the fourth. No runs, no hits. No Kimball Ayers. One left on. We've played four. 1-0 in favor of Ben Johnson and Kimball. On to the fifth inning coming up in a minute right here on Chasm Radio.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy it all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 8/31/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value on any 2018 or older vehicle. Good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details. COVID antibodies. Gatherwell gives you your body's information.
We're welcoming back to Waconia. On to the fifth inning. It's the meat of the express order. Jordan Joseph, Ben Johnson, and Scott Marquardt due up and still out onto the mound is Blake Stockard. And we've talked about it, Randy, that he hasn't been great. But at the end of the day, through four, he's given up one.
Given up one run. Pitched out of a number of jams. We'll see. We'll see what he does with the express here in the fifth.
As Joseph into the batter's box, he had an RBI single. Stolen base his last time up. Lone RBI of the game thus far. Stockard's first offering to Joseph. He's swung on and fouled. Big hack at that one from JoJo. Strike on him. And one the count. As the right-hander, the left-hander, Stockard ready. One strike pitch to Joseph. That's popped up. No look for Thompson as that one will be out of play. Dad parked like right behind home plate in Chaska.
Okay.
So every foul ball straight back, he just had that kind of look in his eye. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, well, what'd you park there for? I mean, if you're that worried about it. Stockert's 0-2 offering to Joseph. That's lifted into short right center field. Plenty of room for Carlson to call and catch for out number one.
I can give him Lou's auto body and glass member.
I don't see any nicks or dents or cracks, but just in case, I'll take that business card from you as it'll bring Ben Johnson to the plate. Ben has struck out five. We think you're Alexandria Black Sox, and he has struck out twice himself. The fan of the K today is Ben, as the first offering popped up fouling out of play.
Or spacious enough for all the back-to-school supplies.
0 for 6 to the start of the state tournament.
Car buying should be simple. Shop online at stcloudsubaru.com or at
and right back.
Start your adventure today at stcloudsubaru.com.
Comes the left-hander Stockhart. His one-strike pitch, curveball on the corner for a strike. 0-2. What does that thing fall off the table or what?
That just drops. Unreal.
0-2 the count to Johnson. Is that wind coming in? A little more oomph on it as the 0-2 pitch. Fastball missing high. Moves our count to 1-2.
Live, I'm jousting. Plus, mermaids, fairies, Vikings, and more.
1-2 the count to Ben Johnson, to be followed by Scott Marquardt, who's reached twice in the on-deck circle. As the 1-2 pitch, that is missing down and in. Good hold right there from Johnson. You know that hook's kind of tantalizing sometimes.
Discount tickets at Quick Trip, Cobb, Menards, Coburn's, Cashwise, and
2-2 the count.
Discount coupons at Subway, Papa Murphy's.
1-0 the score in favor of Kimball. Scratched for a cross in the third inning. As the 2-2 pitch, that's laced into left field. First hit of the tournament for Ben, and that was a barrel, Randy.
That was right in the heart of the strike zone, and Kirby, he didn't miss it.
Stroke that one to left as man aboard here. Bring Scott Marquardt to the plate. Singled in the second inning, was walked in the third inning. So Johnson on first base for Kimball. They look to get cooking here in the fifth inning. Stockhart from the set. First offering to Scott, missing low. He had the 1-2-3 first inning. Single and a walk in the second. The third, the Express sent 8 men to the plate and scored a run. Walked 2 men last inning. So he's, other than that first inning, which you had alluded to, Randy, he's had his bouts with runners on.
Absolutely.
1-0 pitch. That's high for a ball to Marquardt. Moving our count to 2-0.
He's starting so many hitters, Kirby, that 2-0. Always having to work from behind.
Well, you just give that hitter that kind of advantage, you know.
Yeah.
Good time to hit as the 2-0 pitch to Marquardt. That's hit in the air to right center field. That ball's tailing away and going, and on the run making the catch is Eric Carlson. He's kind of hung up there in right center field as it tailed away from the center fielder. Off the bat, I thought that was a Berghaus ball right away.
Oh, I thought for sure, too, Berghaus was gonna catch that. But he's playing such a deep center field, Kirby, the deepest I've seen anybody play in this whole tournament. And it takes him forever to get to a ball.
He is. I guess I hadn't noticed that Berghaus is awfully deep
all
out
day.
There. All day, huh?
Yeah.
Adam Beyer into the batter's box with two away. As the first offering to Adam is on the corner for a strike. Stockhart starts him with that fastball on the outer half. Runner at first, a single for Ben Johnson. Stockhart's one strike pitch, that's laced into left, and that will drop foul, twist foul. Some English on that one runs, I believe over the bag it was probably fair, then ended up good 5 feet foul.
Adam Beyer's getting some good rips off of this left-hander here, Kirby. And it's only a matter of time where he puts one either in the gap, on the line, or over the fence.
I was waiting for it. Said you're missing an option. There's
A, B, or C.
A, B, or C. At some point it's coming. 0-2 the count right now. Stockert's pitch. He goes with option D. Strikeout as he gets Beyer to swing and miss. That does it for Kimball in the fifth. As the Express score no runs on one hit, there were no errors, and a runner left, 4.5, 1-0 our score in favor of Kimball. On to the bottom of the fifth inning coming up in 1 minute right here on Chasm Radio.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Roads are busy with farm equipment during harvest season, so please help your local farmers by sharing the road and staying alert. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want your help in keeping farmers safe. Slowing down and practicing careful driving could save someone's future and help us all trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Bottom fifth, it'll be Brett Savelko, Chris Curry, and Brady Burgau into the batter's box. And thus far, runs, they've had a couple chances, but again, stymieing is Ben Johnson.
You bet. And the Kimball Express, Kerb, they look to their right-hander Ben Johnson to, again, mow down the Alexandria Black Sox here in the fifth.
Savelko, who was hit by a pitch, his first time up. As... you ever give signs with nobody out, nobody on? I never understood that.
I know there's always players that look to me down at third base coach box, and I always tell them,
"What do you?"
I mean,
home run sign.
If I wanted you to bunt, I would have told you in the dugout.
Yeah,
go out there and hit.
Randy, what's home run sign? what's double? Looks at a first pitch ball. Now Savelko following it into the netting to even it up at 1-1. I couldn't stand that when the guys would look over. Just go ahead. And like you said, if they would have saw something that, I don't know, Hoffman's playing deep or Byers playing deep to push a bunt, they would have brought that up in the dugout. 1-1 pitch, missing down and away from Johnson. 2-1 the count. Savelko, Curry, and Burgau as this pitch hit right to the shortstop, Jordan Joseph. Lunges forward to catch that one before he has to field it, Randy, to get that easy out.
Yeah, Jordan. His first stutter step, Kirby, was like, oh, I'm going to play it on one hop. No, wait, I can catch it in the air. And then he dove for it and got it.
I don't have to throw. I don't have to field. I just got to catch this one. Chris Curry into the batter's box. I'm thinking that this guy is brothers with Caleb Curry from Avon.
Ah.
Caleb's from Alexandria.
Okay.
Now, for all I know, Curry could be the Schlungen or Schoenberg of the Alexandria area.
I'm sure we have some Avon Laker fans that are listening out there and would like to text me, 248-1602.
Pitch hit on the ground towards second. Scott Marquardt makes his way into the hole, flips it over to Beyer, 4-3 for that quick out number two to retire Chris Curry. When's Avon play this weekend?
Tomorrow at 11.
There we go.
Avon Lakers in action. Of course, they got the number one seed out of Region 8C. So good luck to the Lakers against Watertown at 11 tomorrow in Chaska.
Okay.
Where the Bicewingers broadcast studio is here partnering up with our
Watertown. Didn't they beat Midway?
Watertown was victorious over
Conway Twitty right
Midway.
Now.
Midway. There we go.
7-3.
Strike in there to Brady Burgau. Johnson right back. This pitch popped up. Foul and out of play.
Sobieski, they're playing at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon out of Region 8C.
Is that here?
That is in Chaska.
You smelling what I'm stepping in,
I'm
Randy?
I'm just feeling Kirby's vibes here.
0-2. Pitch fouled away. I don't want to say anything yet.
No, we're not going to get too far ahead of ourselves.
Why would we?
Yep.
Put the cart before the horse. We'll get you nowhere. 0-2 the count. As Burgau singled in the first inning, he struck out in the third. 1-for-2 on the day. He has the lone hit. I was kind of scurrying through as the two-strike pitch from Johnson missing inside. I couldn't even tell you what the hit was, Randy. The left, center, right?
Burgau's hit?
Yeah. The lone hit for Alexandria is the 1-2 pitch. That's missing low.
It was center.
Center field? Okay.
Yeah.
Was getting set up and doing lineups. You know how it goes.
Yep. The 4:30 game here at Waconia tomorrow, Sartell Muskies. They take on Wanamingo.
Okay. As the 2-2 offering from Johnson, swing and a miss. Out on strikes goes Bergau, and strikeout number 6 for Ben, and a clean. Scoreless, 1-2-3 fifth inning for Ben Johnson and the Express. After 5, after no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base, we have played 5, and it is 1-0 in favor of Kimball over Alexandria. On to the 6th inning, and that's going to come up in a minute right here on KESM.
You hear a lot of ads for different Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram dealers. Do you ever wonder what makes them different from each other? We all pay the same for the vehicles. We all have the same event pricing. At AM Austin, Sun, and Kimball, here's what we don't have. High-pressure salespeople.
Hey, want to buy a car?
You don't get fancy jingles.
AMMAUS is in the house.
See what I mean? What you do get is good old Minnesota nice service.
Hey, let me get the door for you.
We may even call you by name.
Hey, Paul. Heard the fishing trip was a huge success. Got any pictures?
We have a lifetime powertrain warranty on new and pre-owned vehicles.
We have a big shipment of heavy-duty trucks coming in, and we are taking orders for 2022 models. In stock now, we have the new Grand Cherokee L. It even massages your backside while driving.
We have donuts and coffee on Saturday mornings, so stop out and see us. We are on the corner of Highway 15 and 55 in Kimball.
We're AM Mouse & Sons. Small town Minnesota nice, big time savings. AM Mouse is in the house.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
We welcome you back. It is maintenance inning here in Waconia. They get the rakes and the brooms and all that fun stuff out to clean it up a bit as we're on to the top of the sixth. And in the top of the sixth, it'll be the bottom of that Kimball order. As that reads, Cade Marquardt, Matt Dingman, Brooks Marquardt. Did you get any Avon text, Randall?
Not yet.
I got a text from a buddy, Chase Elshire, who said, oh yeah, that's his brother. So,
okay.
Thank you, Chase. Enjoy Confirmed. Your Saturday.
Confirmed.
You know he's got a blue can in his hand right now, Runs. That's about as safe. That's about as safe a bet as the sun setting in the west, and I don't think it's a tee. As Marquardt steps in, out on the mound again is Blake Stockert. Lefty's first offering to Cade. That's lifted in the air to right field, over and now going back, but having it measured and making the catch cap high is Carlson. He scared me for a moment, Runs, with that quick step back, like, oh no, it burned me, but then he just wanted to gain some ground and he puts it away.
With that wind blowing in from right, that ball carried fairly well yet.
One away, Matt Dingman to the plate. Dingman will step in. 0-for-1 on the day with a walk as Stockert ready gets the sign from his manager and catcher Mitch Thompson. The lefty's first offering, missing down and in for a ball.
The winner of this game, Kirby, will play against the winner of Jordan and Maple Lake. That's being played in Chaska right now. Next Saturday, 1:30, right after the Martin and Watkins game.
Convenient.
Yeah.
1-0 pitch, missing for a ball. I don't think anyone is in Maple Lake or Jordan right now, judging by the amount of people I saw at the park for that game.
At Chaska, yeah.
The two good fan bases, and that should be a whale of a ball game. 2-0 pitch, that's on the corner for a strike. This is a really good, so that's a good matchup.
Yeah.
I think this is a really, Dad brought this up. It was Sobieski, Isanti are playing, I think, tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Here. Oh, no, you already brought that up. That's Chaska. Over at Chaska, yeah. As this pitch hit on the ground at third, fielded by Kruger across the diamond to Kruger, 5-3 to retire Matt Dingman. Two quick ones right here for Blake Stockert, trying to keep his team in the ball game.
More of the country music. Yeah, as we get further into this whole bracket, Kirby, the matchups just become so awesome. I mean, the best of the best are left. And so you get this St. Martin Watkins matchup, or even tomorrow in the, I mean, the field of 32 yet, you get that Sobieski Isanti.
Jordan Maple Lake, that's where you get good on good, and you get it early in the tournament. So the people there, if they were to meet the state championship game, you don't have a fresh ace for a fresh ace, right? Where today, you do. First pitch of ball to Brooks. As Brooks Marquardt, the difference in the ball game, he scored that lone run as the 1-0 pitch missing high for a ball. He had a sharp single, Got to second on a ground out. Got to third on a base knock because he came around to score on that base knock by Jordan Joseph. 2-0 the count here. Stockert, 2-0 offering to Brooks. That is off the plate for a ball to move our count to 3-0.
Just a reminder, the Rosary will play between this game and the Spring Hill game, which is scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight here on KASN.
Not a Pepsi in Chase's hand. As the 3-0 pitch, that's in there for a strike. Now 3-1.
You date like you aren't 22 anymore.
Two gone here. Marquardt and Dingman retired quickly. Brooks Marquardt now, who is 1-for-2 on the day. The 3-1 pitch, that's tapped foul at home, and 3-2 the count goes. Leadoff man Austin Rooley on deck for the Express.
Young love was great, but dating as a fully formed, emotionally mature human.
3-2 to the 9-man in this Kimball Express lineup, looking to tack on to their 1-0 lead they currently possess. Payoff pitch, that's laced into left, and it's a two-hit day for Brooks Marquardt. You said it, Runtz, as not a bad guy to toss in the old 9 spot.
Absolutely not. He continues his hot state tournament, Kirby. And Brooks, right now, he's making a bid for that coveted Chasm Cap player of the game. Your favorite booth feels just
right. So treat yourself. Leader in the clubhouse right now, if we stick to our order on the app today. Not giving it to the same guy twice, the rule I already broke today by giving Scott Leeser a Chasm Cap. In my defense, nobody in St. Martin had a hit, so I don't know what I was supposed to do. The guy who's had a complete game shutout is going on the pitch is Marquardt. Fumbling it behind the plate is Thompson, so scooting into second base with the stolen base is Brooks Marquardt. The pitch was missed for a ball. Really looking to clutch up.
You know, that stealing base is Kirby, too. The element to surprise, it's like, well, they're never going to steal on the first pitch. And, you know, he picked up, I think the release of Blake Stockert was a little slow on that first pitch all the time, and he took off.
When you insure both, he went first movement. That's the advantage you get with the lefty throwing. And if his mind's made up that he's going home with it, walks right in. 1-0 pitch to Rooley is flipped foul over the Black Sox dugout. 1-1.
Now you got him in scoring position with two outs. Maybe if Rooley, your leadoff hitter, can come up with a clutch single now, you get a two-out run.
Hi, this is Bobby with St. Cloud Subaru.
1-1 the count right now to Austin Rooley. 0-for-2 with a walk thus far on the day. And Stockert's 1-1 pitch, that's low. Stopped nicely by Mitch Thompson behind the plate.
We have a vehicle for you at St. Cloud Subaru.
2-1 the count.
Car buying should be simple. Shop online at stcloudsubaru.com or at our showroom. Start your adventure today at stcloudsubaru.com.
As Brooks inching off second base.
Back to school time already.
Digital trying to keep him close there is Savelko. Student up with that new now gaining some ground. Laptop. The 2-1 pitch that's hit down the third base line. And foul just twisting past the bag. Keeps our count up at 2-2.
What does another run do when it comes to the 1-0 game? To research and create it just, next I think, school assignment or term paper. As a team that's down, Kirby, it's like, how are we going to ever make up two runs?
Well, I mean, Digital Magic. Case in point, every guy who bats is no longer the tying run. With no one on. You got to get a guy on to be the tying run into the batter's box. Not that we've seen a home run here in Waconia yet. As the 2-2 offering, that's hit on the ground for short. Deep in the hole, Curry Field. He'll throw across the diamond. It's going to be close. Safe at first base. Rooley was coming and running hard. Brooks stays at third. That was a tough play for Chris Curry. And Rooley outruns him.
Rooley moved down the line quickly. They thank you for your business. You know, of course, I'm so accustomed to watching Twins baseball with the replay. You want to see a replay on that, but it was bang, bang, Kirby. And I mean, nobody's really arguing their point out there right now.
And I don't think there would be an argument if they called him out.
Yeah, I don't think so either. No, I agree.
I think that was just pretty close. The base ump was at second.
Yeah.
So he's a good, 80-some-odd feet away, and he called him safe, and safe's the call. First and third now. We'll see if Tom puts Rooley in motion, as the batter now is Tommy Friesen, who looks at a first pitch ball.
Tommy's had a tough state tournament so far.
Yeah, I got him as 0-for-6 with a walk and a sacrifice bunt. He'd love to put that to bed right now with an RBI. Rooley leads. Stockert's 1-0 pitch. That's lifted foul past the Chargers in the bleachers down the left field line. easily the worst thing to do as a player, manager, whatever, Randy, what Spring Hill's doing right now. Sitting around waiting to play.
Oh.
I mean, because through all season, you got BP at 11:30, you know, you got IO at 105, and then all of a sudden you come down here, you rode the bus all day, you hit wherever you hit. Yep. This pitch is missing low for a ball. Then you get here, and you sit.
And then you wait.
You're hoping for a quick game, and you're trying to, you know, put your mind somewhere else, but you're thinking about barrels and double play balls and the whole time. So that's the worst spot to be. I do not envy them. I'd give anything to play at 7 o'clock tonight, though. As the 2-1 pitch coming with first and third and two out is a pickoff attempt as Rudy dives back safely.
Realistically, Kirby, you look at this game's only in the top of the sixth inning.
Yeah.
It's 6:30 already. Realistically, this could go for another hour. And if we get rain in there, it could go even longer.
Get comfy, Sprinkle Hill. That's 2-1 the count. Brooks Marquardt at third. Rooley at first. Brooks inching off third. As the 2-1 pitch, that's chunked into center field. Coming on. And making the shoestring catch is center fielder Brady Bergau. He came in hard, and he picked that one right off of his shoe top, Randy, for a big out number three. And straight runners at the corners for Kimball in the sixth. They scored no runs on two hits. There were no Alexandria errors and two runners left on base. Kimball kind of seven. They're up to 10 men left on base here in just the sixth inning. 5.5, 1-0 our score in favor of the Express. Bottom of the sixth comes up in a minute on Chasm.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit, or a double, or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Meat of the Black Sox order due up here in the sixth as Ben Johnson dips down and fires a strike to Mitch Thompson. It'll be Thompson, Travis Kruger, Sean Kruger due up for Alexandria. Don't look now, down to their final 12 outs as the one strike pitch missing down and away. There's a lot yet, but it's getting late early. 1-1 the count. Thompson 0-2 thus far on the day as Johnson rocks and fires his 1-1 waved at. Moving our count to 1-2. I got the lights on here. I assume they were on during the first one?
No,
they were.
They were not.
Okay. It is a little darker than it should be for 5:30. 1-2 pitch. Lace down the right field line. That ball's going to twist foul into that right field corner. Over for a look with Friesen.
Peter Schumer listening tonight. He is milking the cows over in St. Stephen area and listening to our ball game on KASM. Big St. Stephen fan.
1-2 the count. The 1-2 offering from Johnson. Corner, strike three. 7 punch outs. This one's looking, and Thompson retired for out number one.
Ben Johnson hasn't lost anything yet, Kirby.
No. It's funny, I've heard it. You know, my brother used to manage for the Rockies. My dad followed that league for a while. And these guys would say, Johnson needs his rest. Well, he's on 6 days rest right now. And, I mean, if this is bad Ben Johnson, I'd kill to be bad Ben Johnson. First pitch popped up short center field. Scott Marquardt out. He will call off Joseph and his little brother Brooks for an easy out number two.
Jordan Joseph, he just kind of slid out of the way of Scott Marquardt. Didn't want no collision.
So two dead, and Sean Kruger to the plate. Kruger 0 for 1 on the day. As Johnson, him and Cade, clearly on the same page. He's ready to rock. First pitch in there at the knees with the heater for a strike.
What a difference in pitchers. I mean, it's a 1-0 game, but Ben starts first strike.
Get ahead, stay ahead, as that fastball, that was an off-speed pitch waved at right there by Kruger. He's in a hole at 0-2. Ben right back. His 0-2 offering dips down. Curveball in there. Strike three. Kid is feeling it. Jogs off the mound. Little smirk on his face. 8 strikeouts. He puts down the Black Sox in order. He has now retired his last 7. Alec in the 6th. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 6 gone. 1-0. Still in favor of Kimball. Second round of the State Amateur Baseball Tournament. He's Randy and I'm Kirby on Chasm. We're back in a minute.
Schiefelbein Farms is Kimball proud. Schiefelbein Farms values Kimball's support of agriculture, the true backbone of this great nation. And thanks to all area farmers and rural neighbors for their willpower during this dry summer. Best wishes to Kimball coaches and players for a successful playoff run. Bring home another championship.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me, wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday, or take over the family farm. I trust them, because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga.
To the 7th, it's the meat of the Express Order, and that'll be Jordan Joseph, Ben Johnson, Scott Marquardt due up for Kimball. And Randy, Ben's going good, but they still are only up by the one run.
That's
so
right.
You'd like to change that.
Absolutely. We got a pitching change on to pitch for Alexandria as the draftee from Sox Center, Dylan Haskamp. Dylan, just excellent amateur baseball player, excellent college player, just finished a stint with St. Cloud Technical College and their run to the national tournament. And now he gets the ball for Alexandria, talking to his manager, the catcher, that being Mitch Thompson.
So I made this joke earlier during the Fergus game. Fergus's draftees are from Long Prairie, Sauk, and Urbank, Parker's Prairie. Dylan's from Sauk Center. I don't think he was at Wednesday night practice in Alec, was he?
Probably not.
As he will be greeted by Jordan Joseph, first offering to Jordan, missing down and away. Haskamp with some zip on the heater. Herman the German walking by, Hall of Famer Herman Lenzing. Saw him over in Chaska. He's over here in Waconia now. 1-0 pitch, that's high for a ball from Haskamp. Now 2-0. Any relation to Diane?
Dylan, I think his dad is probably like, his dad's dad might be first cousins to Jim, Diane's former husband.
Sure. 3-0 pitch in there for a strike. If he is related to Diane, I doubt he claims her. As 3-1 the count now to Joseph. He's got the RBI on the day as the 3-1 pitch inside and the leadoff man on. Now it gets interesting, Randy. They bunted all day last Sunday. First guy got on, automatic bunt. We got Ben Johnson up right now, who did barrel up his last time up.
Yes, he did.
Does that mean anything to Mr. Marquardt over at third? Time will tell. It always seems to.
7th inning, playing for a run yet, Kirk.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Get him to second for Beyer and Scott Marquardt. That'll hunt. Johnson squares, puts it up the first base line, and it twists foul for a strike.
I am Dennis from Blaine. I've turned my knob to Bob.
Johnson back into the batter's box. He retrieves his bat. Nice crowd on hand here tonight.
Awesome crowd.
I assume you had some butts in the seats for the first one, too.
We did.
1 strike the count here on Ben Johnson. He squares again. Puts this one right in front of home plate. It'll be fielded by the catcher Thompson. Flips it low, but it is picked out nicely by the first baseman Travis Krueger. Not exactly a seed thrown from Mitch Thompson, but he got the job done, as did Ben Johnson, Randy, for the sacrifice.
Yeah, and normally you'll see that catcher just fire a strike to first base, and that time Mitch Thompson lollipopped it over to first.
Sacrifice in order, and Scott Marquardt to the plate. Scotty's 1-for-2 on the day. Jordan Joseph in at second base. Top of the seventh inning. Kimball up by one, looking to make it more as the first pitch right in there for a strike from Dylan Haskamp. Haskamp gets the ball back quickly from Thompson and gets the sign quickly from Thompson. Takes a look at Joseph at second base. One strike pitch missing low for a ball to even it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. Marquardt looking to clutch up right here. As the right-hander set, his 1-1 to Scotty. That's hit on the ground towards Curry. Nice candy hop at short. Sets his feet, comes across the diamond 6-3 to retire Marquardt for out number two.
That ball hit right in front of Jordan Joseph, Kirby, and really, he couldn't move. He was in no man's land. He had to stay at second.
Miguel Sano would have ran. So two away, and it's up to Adam Beyer here with the base open. The young gun, Cade Marquardt, on deck. We'll see how careful Mr. Haskamp is with Big Beyer as the first offering. Not careful at all. Curveball right in there for a strike. 1 strike the count as the right-hander Haskamp, the drafty from Sox Center, is 1 strike pitch. That's hit on the ground. Foul, and there's our first error of the day by Tom Marquardt in the third base coaching area.
I do remember back in the late 90s, early 2000s, I would do some Sox Center Titan baseball on KESM when they made it to the state tournament, and Dylan's dad, John Haskamp, player for the Titans, would always play third base.
Family game.
You bet.
2-strike pitch to Beyer is knocked down by the catcher Thompson to move our count to 1-2.
So, with that being the early 2000s, I would say Dylan was probably very, very young, doesn't remember his dad playing in the state tournament.
Well, he gets two tonight. 1-2 the count. Joseph still at second base. As that pitch is fouled, or they say caught, or swung on and missed and caught by the catcher Mitch Thompson to retire Adam Beyer for out number three, and that does it for Kimball. In the seventh, as Thompson's still kind of slow to get up. I don't know if that one got him in the leg or what that was. But a strikeout nonetheless for Haskamp to pitch around that leadoff walk. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Stretch time here in Oconia. 1-0 our score in favor of Kimball. On to the bottom of the seventh coming up in 1 minute on KASM.
The Kimball Baseball Association provides baseball opportunities for all ages within the community and is proud to provide great family entertainment throughout the summer. The Kimball Baseball Association believes in and supports improving ballpark facilities. Congratulations to the Kimball Express for their successful 2021 baseball season, and thanks to the fans and sponsors for their continuing support. The Kimball Baseball Association wishes the Kimball Express good luck in the 2021 Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament. The experts at Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning provide fast, affordable HVAC, plumbing, and repair for new and remodeling service. They recently purchased Ron Softwater of Painesville and would like to thank Ron Schlungen for his 50-year career in the water treatment industry. Gilk Plumbing offers water and jetter services along with heating and air conditioning products and contractor-grade drain cleaning products. As an award-winning authorized Rheem Pro partner, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Learn more at GilkPlumbing.com. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk.
Well, We welcome you back. Bottom of the seventh. Ben Johnson, first pitch in the bottom of the seventh. It is the sixth hitter and designated hitter, Blake Stockert. Starting pitcher for the game here today. He has now been relieved by Dylan Haskamp, and he will be the designated hitter the remainder of the evening. Tuning in for this evening's Rosary, it will be heard after our ball game here today, after the coveted Chasm Cap postgame show. Tune in for traditional. The 1-1 pitch in there for a strike from Johnson. Every Sunday morning. Now 1-2. Right here on Bob FM. A lot goes into 1-2 the count to Blake Stockert. With more reliability, Johnson ready. His 1-2 in there. Strike three. That is
it's fun to watch.
Three of his last four outs have been strikeouts, all of which looking, Randy, and that's nine punchouts for Ben. And you drilled it. That's fun to watch right there.
You bet. Showing his dominance right now on the mound, and the hitters, they're just throwing their hands up in the air. They're going, what the heck? How do we attack this pitcher? My carpet and duck cleaning
heroes. Did you know as many as so one away. Johnson, a one-hitter through six and a third here. First offering popped up right field. That'll twist foul. Over for a look is Friesen. That'll drop. Foul for a strike. Zero Res can help. Call Zero Res right now, 952-0-RES, or go online at ZeroResMinnesota.com and say you want the Bob FM Hair Duck Cleaning Special. So one strike to count. $50 off this month. As Johnson gets a fresh pearl, Reddy's right back. He drops down. That pitch is towards the left side. Nice pick at third by Hoffman. The throw, and on the bag is Beyer, as they're going to check. The base umpire called him out. The plate umpire got pointed at. He shook his head. Yeah, so that sounds like a 5-3 to me for out number two, Randy.
Nice play. Hoffman over at third base to short hop that and make a throw on the run.
So two quick ones, and Carter Stockert to the plate.
The Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community.
As Carter will step into that left-handed batter's box, sitting on an 0-for-2. How important it is to be a team player. Like many Black Sox today, unless your name is Brady Burgau, who singled back in the first inning. Johnson first pitch missing outside for a ball. Learn more about the ready comes right back. Is 1-0 pitch is down and away. Now 2-0.
Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get ready to rock the prairie in Albany Saturday, September 11th.
So 2-0 the count. Badgers will rock the prairie along with Hitchfield. That pitch fouled into the netting. Now 2-1. To get preferred parking, hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and more. General admission tickets and camping also available. Enjoy summer and live music. On deck is the ninth place hitter, Brett Savelko, for Alexandria. Down to their final seven outs right here. Johnson's 2-1. That's hit in the air. Right field. As not right field. Ball just kind of dying. I thought it had a little more legs. Marquardt goes over, makes the catch on the run. And again, runs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in a row retired by Ben Johnson. He just gets into that groove, doesn't he?
He gets into that groove, and it's hard for an opponent to make any advances on it.
That's the way she goes. 7 complete, 1-0 in favor of Kimball. On to the 8th in a minute on Chasm.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy it all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 8/31/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value on any 2018 or older vehicle. Good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.